had begun discussing various different definitions of nisuin. The Rambam Shita in Hilchosishus and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us that Yichud is considered to be the nisuin. That is what the Gemara terms as Knisa L'chuppah. And the Rambam adds in Halacha Beis, V'hu Shetihya Re'uya L'biya, that the only time this is true is dealing with a case of Tichon Haray L'biya, and therefore the Rambam writes that a Chupas Nida will pose that difficulty, that Al-Pidin is not considered to be Yichud Haray L'biya, and in such a case the Rambam writes, Lo Gomru Hanisuin, and Harehi Ke'arusa Adayin. That is the first definition the Rambam Shita has mentioned, Yichud Harayu L'biya. The Ran, in the very beginning of Ksubas, an Aleph Mid Aleph and Dapi Harif, quotes the Shita of the Rambam and writes that perhaps the Rambam could derive his Shita based on the Gemara in Ksubas, and the Ran writes he doesn't feel it is considered to be a Raya at all. The Gemara in Ksubas Naf Beis discusses a case of Higia Hazman Vlonises, that there was Erisin and a significant lapse of time, and the husband is not going through with Nisuin. So even though, as we learned, that the Chi of Mizonos is based on the time of Nisuin, the husband is being delinquent, the Chachamim will allow her to go ahead and to eat from his Nechasim, and if in fact he is a Kohen, he can even go ahead and eat Truma as well. Higia Hazman Lo Nises, Ocheles Mishalo, Ocheles B'Truma. What happens if the husband turns to the Chacham and says, that, look, I'll tell you why I haven't done Nisuin. It's because that Persanida. And therefore, next week, yes, but right now, not. So then the Chacham will not impose the Chiyuv Mizonos. Why exactly is that the case? The Ran points out that one could have argued that according to the Rambam Shita, very simply, how can you penalize the Baal for not going through with Nisuin? Nisuin at this moment is impossible. You can't have Nisuin. The definition of Nisun is Yichud Harayu L'biya, and in such a case, that is not possible at this particular time. Good. Furthermore, the Ran comments, when you look in the Sugya in Ksuvas and Daf Nun Dalet and Daf Nun Vav, there the Gemara mentions the same is true when it comes to Tosefes Ksuva. That when it comes to the additional obligations of the husband, Tosefes Ksuva, there the Gemara raises B'Shem Rapashi and Daf Nun Vav. What happens if nichnas al chuppa upersa nida? Is there a chiyuv of Tosefes Ksuva or is there not? What exactly is the issue? So if you look, for example, in the Rush, there in Ksuvas, in Parakei Halacha Vav, the Rush discusses the two possibilities. Number one is the following, that mistaber ikar ha'umdna al kiruv hadas. When the Chassan obligated himself in the Tosefes Ksuva, he was only doing so, right, assuming that there was Chevas Bia, that there would be a full Ishus. And therefore, if that was not reached, so therefore, he does not necessarily obligate himself. And the other alternative is, again, is the Rambam Shita. This is not a detail within the Schaibus of Tosefes Ksuva, but rather it reflects a more basic halach, and that is, we require Nisuin. And in a case of Persa Nida, you cannot go ahead and have Nisuin at all. And this is what the Rush quotes as a possibility, how the Rambam would understand. And the Rush writes that no, Tosefes Ksuv is not considered to be a Raya, just as that the Gemara in Ksuvas Nav Beis is not a Raya. All the Gemara means to say on Nav Beis is that you cannot fault the Chassan for his not being willing to undergo Nisuin because he has a legitimate request. Wait until the Zman of Tara. Not that Nisuin is considered to be that which is impossible. And this is the comment that the Ran makes as well. It's found in Ksuvas and Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph and Daf Bei Harif, where when the Rush quotes that Gemara, whether there's a Chiv of Tosefes Ksuva in Nifnas L'chupa U'Persanida, the language that the Rif uses is Hilkach Ein Konen. Ein Konen. The Ran is somewhat bothered by that. Ein Konen. Kona seems to mean that there's no Nisuin. No, it's not an issue of yes Nisuin, no Nisuin. It's just a detail within the Chiv of Tosefes Ksuva. And there as well, the Ran and Diramasful Persanida discusses this Machlokas Rishonim, that according to the Rif and according to the Rambam Shita, that is the definition of Nisuin, Yichud Harayu L'biya. And the Ran writes, he doesn't think that is the case. You don't require at all Yichud Harayu L'biya for Nisuin. It just means that the Baal did not obligate himself as of yet in Tosefes Ksuva, or the Chachamim will not fault a Chassan for his desire to wait until Tara in order to have full Nisuin itself. In fact, if you look in the Nesivos has a sefer called Beis Yaakov. In the beginning of Ksuvos, he raises a fascinating kasha. We discussed in opening Shiurim that the Hagdara of Nisuin is Besam. Beso Soishto is a reference to Nisuin. That's what Rashi writes explicitly in Kedushin Adav, Yirma Bein. So that was the Gemara in Yuman Daf Yud Gimel when it comes to Avodas Kohen Gadol, Vachipre Vado Vad Beso, Beso Zo Ishto. You know the opening Mishnah Maseches Yom is concerned. What happens if the wife of the Kohen Gadol dies on Yom HaKippurim? He has to be married in order to do the Avoda? Or what happens if she will die? So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to prepare for that eventuality. Maskinin lo isha acheres. You have to have a wife in waiting because his wife may die on Yom Kippur. And the Chachamim say, no, that's not necessary. After all, ain't the davar sof? Who says that that will be sufficient as well? So what happens then, according to the Chachamim? You don't take any precautionary step. What happens if indeed the wife of the Kohen Gadol dies on Yom Kippur? So the Yerushalmi writes, Nuso will get married on Yom Kippur. Even though normally speaking we don't allow for Ishus on Shabbos on Yantik, yeah, that's generally true. That's the Sugin Beis and the Flamed Vav. There's an Issud Rabbanan of Ishus, of marriage on Shabbos and on Yantik. But here, the Tzarech Avoda will allow that to occur. So the Nesivos writes the following interesting kasha. That what do you mean? The chipra vado vad beso beso zuishto requires not eris, requires nisuin. And according to the Rambam Shita, the definition of nisuin is yichud haray leviya. And tashmish shamita is asr on Yom Kippur. According to the Rambam, it's nisa daraisa. He can't even have nisuin. Forget about whether it's a gzeira drabban of kinyanim. Forget about that. That will assume in shvus b'mikdash. But according to the Rambam Shita, you wouldn't even have the possibility of nisuin. You can take a look. That's the kasha that the Beis Yaakov raises. But this is all predicated on the Rambam and the Rif, the definition of Nisin is Yichud Harai Lubia, when we have Yichud at the end of the Chasnas. In such a case, right, after standing under the chuppah, that is because of this particular Shita. The Ran disagrees. The Ran and Daf Aleph and Aleph and Daf Erif and Maseches Ksuvos and writes the following. That's where the Ran stresses this point, that Nisuin is Beis Zoishto. And therefore, in time Shehivia Habal, mi beis aviha le beiso l'shem nisuin, that is considered to be nisuin. When she enters the reshus of her husband, when she leaves her father's home and enters the bayis of her husband, in such a case, that is considered to be nisuin, and obviously that can occur whether nida, nata nida, therefore there is nothing wrong in that particular case. The Machaber and Ebenezer and Simon and Hay cites the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif. The Rama, right, quotes this view of the Ran. And then the Rama quotes a further view, and that's the following. That the minute that you see a Samchasana Sheparsim Sudar Aroshan Bishas Bracha. Sometimes they will have a special Sudar that they place over the head of the Chasan and Kala at the Chuppah itself. The Sefer HaManhig writes in Simon Kuftes that that is the minhag that some have of placing a talis over the chasan and kala. That is considered to be what we call nisuin, what we call chuppah. That is what the Meiri writes as well in Ksuvis and Av Zayin Amadeins. A third shita, and this is also quoted in the Ramah, and that is found in the Mordechai. The badeking, that is considered to be, right, the type of the nisuin. When the chasan is mechasa esro shakala, so in that case, that is considered itself to be the case of chuppah. And here the Mordechai writes in the very beginning of Ksuvis, and Os Kuf Lamed Beis, a very great kiddush, well, when does that occur? Our practice is to do the badeking before even the erusin is done. So therefore, in Achinami, the Mordechai writes that unusual, that we have nisuin before erusin. And the Mordechai goes a step further and argues that that's exactly what we say in the bracha. Mekadesh Shemo Yisrael al yidei chuppah v'kedushin. First chuppah, followed by kedushin. That's the Mordechai's biur. First we have chuppah, right? And then we have kedushin. That's the chiddush that the Mordechai writes. Number one, the definition of nisuin and the possibility that nisuin can even precede erisin as well. This is a lengthy discussion in Mishnah Melech. In a Chasishus Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. just a ha'ara, the fact that this is true, that one could envision nisuin, which is before erisin, what exactly does that mean? So the Taz writes a very great chiddush. This Taz is found in Hilchos Avedos in Yerhadeya, in Simin Shin Mem Beis, and Sivkotin Aleph, where the Taz writes as follows. When you look at the Gemara Kesubas and Daf Dalet, the Gemara discusses, right, a tragic occurrence that we're at the Chasana, and all of a sudden, Meis Aviv Shal Chasan, Imo Shal Kala, the Chasan or the Kala become Avelim. And there, the Gemara points out as follows. The sequence is quite critical. When did the Avelus occur? Did the Avelus begin before Ishus? Or did the Avelus begin the Achar Ishus? Because if already the Ishus took place, so in such a case, then we'll argue as follows. Well, let's complete the Shivisimi Amishta, and Avelus will only begin afterwards. If the Avelus began first, then that is not the case. So therefore, it's critical. That's Sugim Ksuvas and Daf Dalet, in that tragic instance where the Chasan and Kala become Avelim, exactly at what moment did the Ptira occur? When did the Aninos, the Mishamei Samut Lefanav, begin? So here the Taz writes a very great Kiddush and it quotes the Shita of the Mordechai. Since the Mordechai writes that the Badeking is already the Nisuin, so therefore the Taz writes that as long as the Badeking occurred, we'll consider it as though the Ishus already began, there was already Nisuin, and therefore Shivas Yemei Hamishta followed by Shivas Yemei Avelus. And therefore we can rely on the Shita of the Mordechai. According to all the other Rishonim, nothing happened as of yet. But since according to the Mordechai, you already had Nisuin, in such a case, that's as though that the Chasan and Kala became an Avel hours later, after already the Erisin and Nisuin, in which case we continue with the Shivas Yemei Hamishta. If you look at the Chalkas Machoke, and now back to Ebenezer and Simon Nunhei and Sivkotnates, he raises the following difficulty. Granted the position of the Mordechai, that the Nisuin is considered to be the Badeking. But wait a second. So you have here Nisuin, but no Erisin. So what exactly does that mean? She's already an Ashes Ish. What do you mean it's nothing? As of now, even if it's true that Nisun already took place, as of yet it is not considered to be meaningful at all. Chalkas Machlokes uses a difficult language. Kishanis Kadsha. When the Erisin will occur, Nikres Lamafreya. Lamafreya, the Nisuin kicked in from the time of the Badeking. Pashup Shat, one could have argued as follows, that no, you can't have Nisuin without Erisin. When you have the Badeking, which according to Mordechai is the Nisuin, that means at the time of, let's say, the giving of the ring, the Mesiras HaTabas, so in such a case, at that moment, right, she goes directly from a Pnuya to a Nisua, but nothing occurs prior to Erisin. Even if you assume that there already was a Knis of the Rishus, that just simply allows her to transition from a Pnuya to a Nisua at the time of the Erisin. But it's a great Chiddush that the Taz writes that anything is no-face at that particular moment where an Erisin did not take place. How can you have the Beis Habal, so to speak, without having the status of an Eishes Ish? But that's known as the Shita of the Mordechai, Badeking is the Nisuin. Sometimes you go to a Chasana, they combine Chumra, Gabe Chumra. Number one, they will have the Badeking treating that as the Nisuin, and they'll have Edus Lekiyam Adavar at the time of the Badeking. Right? The combination of the Mordechai with the Rambam Shita, right? Against the Rambam of Edus Lekiyam Adavar of Das, but based on the Ravid Shita, we have Edei Yichud, right? The further, so to speak, Chumra Gabi Chumra to have Edus Lekiyam of the time of the Badeking. And then the Ramah just concludes in Simen Nun Hei that the Minhag HaPashut is just simply standing under the Chuppah. That itself is considered to be Chuppah itself. Right? That is the Nisuin. That's why it's called Chuppah. Standing under the Chuppah, that is considered to be the actual Nisuin. And those again, that's the primary sheet of the Ramah writes, right? That Machnisin Sham Yiriya Prusa, right, that they stand under a canopy, that is considered to be Nisuin, and the primary sheet of Mechaber is like the Rambam, that it's Yichud Harayu Devim. And there's a fascinating machlokes that happens to fit in very nicely. we recite Sheva Brachos. When do you recite the Sheva Brachos? So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel Hilchos Ishos that the Sheva Brachos are supposed to be recited Kodem Hanisuin. Kodem Hanisuin. Why exactly is that true? The Beis Yosef writes, and Ebenezer and Simon Samach Beis, because the Rambam treats the Birchas Nisuin as Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the Rambam assumes there's a mitzvah of Ishus. The Rambam does not only count a mitzvah peruvu, the Rambam counts a mitzvah of Ishus. And therefore the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rambam, Birchas Nisuin or Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it is over Lasi Asan. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam. If you look in the Ran, the Ran is found in Sachem, and Avdalam, and Aleph, and Tapi Harif, the Ramasko Ulehinyan. The Ran quotes the Rambam that it's true, Birchas Nisun is over Lasi Asa, but not because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather because the Rambam Shita is the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labiyah. And what does Yichud Harayu Labiyah mean? Well, one halach is she has to be Tahora, she can't be a Nida, that's not Yichud Harayu Labiyah. Number two is that you have to have a ksuva, because without a ksuva, it's also ain't a roi labiyah. Number three, the Ran writes, according to the Rambam, that a bracha is necessary, because a kala below bracha is asur labala kenida. So therefore, since birchas seirusin is necessary, and it's not just simply a chiyuv bracha, right, but that is part of what is matir the isha labala, so in such a case, that's why the Ran says, the Rambam maintains, that you require that the birchas nisuin is before the nisuin, because the definition of the nisuin is yichud harayu labiyah. It's only harayu labiyah, right, if she's tahora, if there's a ksuva, and it's accompanied by the necessary brachos. So the Beis Yosef writes birchas hamitzvah, the Ran writes that no, because after all, you require ru'uya labiyah, and the kalah al bracha, the Ran writes, asur labala kenidah. And the Ran disagrees and points out that according to the other Rishonim, the Halachos Gedolos, it's not true, that Birchas Nisuin is a Birchas HaShevach. And a Birchas HaShevach, like Birchas HaMazon, is La'achar Asiyasa. It's a fundamental machlokes. The Rambam against the Balei Tosfos, when do you recite the Birchas Nisuin? Before or after the Nisuin? So we position the Birchas Nisuin at the very end of the Chuppah, before Yichud. So it works out very nicely that according to the Rambam Shita, the definition of Nisun is Yichud Harayi Leviyah, and the Bracha is supposed to be Obalasi Asan. According to the Rambam, Bali Atosis, that no, Chuppah is standing under the Chuppah, and the Bracha should be La'achar Asiyasa. So therefore, we position the Brachos at that moment. It's La'achar Asiyasa according to Tosis, it's Obal Asiyasa according to the Shita's Rambam. These are the different definitions of Nisun. But in terms of the Hagdara, which is so critical, that Erisin is when she becomes Nashus Ish. That's cut and dry. That's Keser Shtarubia. Beisu Zuishto is somewhat less defined. And that is what accounts to the Machlokas Rishonim exactly at what point in time do we consider that to be Nashus Ish, who is now considered to be the base Hama. Okay. The opening Mishnah tells us as follows, that if you have a Shliach, Hamevi Get Medina Sayam, the Mishnah tells us that Tzarach Shiyomra Bafani Nechta Bafani Nechta. This, as we'll see, of course, is not necessary midaraisa. No such affirmation is needed, but rather this was a takanas hatanaim, that it's necessary that the shliach can attest to the fact that b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechta. The Gemara will tell us, as we'll see on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that this is not just simply that l'chatchila this is needed, but rather if the shliach fails to go ahead and do so, the get is considered to be possible. Even if it is uncontested, even if the Baal does not come, and the Baal is not ma'arher al haget, but nonetheless it is treated as a get pasul, and she is asur l'nase, right, as of yet. That's what the Gemara writes in Daf Hei, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin and Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, as though that this affirmation of the Shliach, b'fanei nechta, is considered to be midrabanan, part of the Maisa Gerishin itself. Why exactly is this necessary? So this is, you know, in the Gemara, the machlokes between Rabba and Rava. Rabba tells us the following, because Lefi She'ein Bikin Lishma. It's an issue, of course, of Lishma. The Gemara will tell us a little bit later on Daf of Dalam Beis that when it comes to gerushin lishma is necessary. The Torah writes in Devarim Chav Dalet, Bikasav la Sefer Krisos, the Gemara's Doresh, that la means lishma. We'll have to discuss which doros do we assume lishma is necessary. It's written in the context of a gerusha. But when do we assume lishma is in fact needed? Because after all, there are three different types of shtaros. This will be critical from machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, of Eide Mesira, Eide Hasima. Right? Number one is you can have a shtaraya, as we discussed earlier. Right? A shtaraya means that the shtar itself does not create a chalos at all. Right? The shtar will simply verify that that occurred. We discussed, for example, ksuva. Ksuva is a shtar raya. The chassan, for two very good reasons, is obligated to meet the terms of the ksuva. Number one, because it's a tznai bezdin, the chum insists. Number two, at the chassan's tish, we made a kinyan suda. And the chassan is obligated to do so. What then is the need for a ksuva? The ksuva doesn't create the obligation at all. The ksuva simply will verify when the kala produces the ksuva. So therefore, that indicates to us that the dmei haksuva was not paid, and therefore, she is in fact entitled. This is a shtar raya. And then you can have a very different type of shtar, which is, of course, a shtar kinyan, where the chalos is created through the shtar itself. If I am kone karka, for example, I can be kone karka al yedei shtar. The shtar is not just simply an indicator that the karka is mine, but the shtar is the vehicle, it is the method of kinyan. And that is a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar kinyan, but a shtar kinyan of dini mamonos. When it comes to mechiras chametz, we want to make sure the chametz belongs to the goy. So we want to make sure that we cover ourselves every possible kinyan. One of the kinyan that we make is a kinyan of shtar, not to prove that the chametz belongs to the goy, but al yedei shtar kinyan, we transfer the chametz to the goy. That is a shtar kinyan, but that is a shtar kinyan of dine mamonos. And then you have a different type of shtar kinyan, and that is a shtar kinyan of iser v'heter. And here you have three examples of a shtar kinyan of iser v'heter. You have, right, a get, and you have a shtar kedushin, where the ishus is created al yedei shtar, keser shtar obiya, and then you have a shtar shichrur, or your meshachrer in eved, right, al yedei shtar. Those are cases of a shtar kinyan, b a shtar kinyan of isurim, of iser v'heter, not just simply a case of dine mamonos itself. We will assume halacha. We'll see the sugya later on daf pehei, daf peivav, lengthy Ramban, and that is that lishma is only necessary when it comes to a shtar kinyan and a shtar kinyan of iser v'heter. That's when lishma is necessary. Get isha, a shtar kedushin, and a shtar shifra. When it comes to mechiras chametz, it's a shtar kinyan dine mamonos. There's no ksiva, which is lishma. The kosav la is derived from the parsha of gerishin, and gerishin is a shtar kinyan of iser v'heter. The need, according to the view of Rabbah, to affirm b'fanei nechtam, is to ensure that this, in fact, was done lishma. We'll have to see the Gemara soon. How does that affirm that the ksiv was done lishma? Just because the shliach will say that I was present, how do we indeed know that, therefore, everything was done behesher gamar? That we will see. Rabbah apparently disagrees. And Rava tells us that now the fi shein edim mitsuyin lekaimo. There is a need in order to be mitkayim, right? This shtar, this get. We will discuss again what exactly is necessary in midaraisa. Generally speaking, we assume midaraisa that edim achasum al hashtar k'mishen nechra edusim bebezdim. When you have a shtar, generally midaraisa, the shtar speaks for itself. There's no need for kiyum shtaros. But Rabbi says that, look, if this woman will come and she is holding on to the shtar, we have to validate the shtar, we have to verify the chasimos. That can be very difficult if you have a get, which was Mimdina Sayam. And therefore, the affirmation of the shliach, right, will allow us to go ahead and to confirm the kiyum hashtar, preventing the baal subtlety from coming and being ma'orer al hashtar. The maskana sasugyas we'll see on the Avdalat Amveiz is everyone agrees to this reason of Rava, ain't edim etsuyim lekaimo. Rabba that mentions Lishma is an additional factor that Rabba considers, but Rabba also agrees with the Shita of Rabba that Kiyum Hashtar is considered to be that which is critical. When exactly is this affirmation made? When does the Shliach state? B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So, as we mentioned, that this is considered to be part of Maisa Gerishin, and therefore this is done at the time of the Nesinas Haget. The Shliach is coming, after all, as Rashi comments, he's a Shliach L'Halacha, he's about to go in to give the get to the Isha. At that moment, he affirms that the get is a get kosher, b'fanei Nechtav, b'fanei Nechtav. Tosfos writes, right, later the Masechta on Daf Pi Dalet Amud Beis, Diramasko Amar, that it is specifically at that particular time. Because at that time, Umidaktek Bidvarav, that's when the Shliach, right, is performing Hashlichos, that is the Bitsua Hashlichos, and in such a case, that is when he is granted that type of Ne'amanos. What happens la'achar shecholu hagerishin? What happens if the get was already given? And then subsequently, the shliach comes with this affirmation of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Tosfos writes, later in the peidala, that is insufficient. It is at the time of the mesiras haget that our Mishnah insists that b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav is stated by the shliach. Tosfos writes, and the famous base, the Ramasla Yitleno, that he will be Ne'aman, even Toch Kedehibur. If immediately after the Mesiras Haget, he makes that representation that is good, and Tosfos raises the following suffix. What about Asukin Ba'oso Inyan? What happens if the get was already given, but they're still dealing with the Gerishin in hand, even though the Mesiras Haget already took place? So our Tosfos Nafemud Beis raises the suffix as to whether there is any Ne'amanus that the shliach would have to state b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. And there is a further tosus, the tosus in Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, Der Masli Yitlenu, that writes that as long as it's asukin ba'oso inyan, even then the shliach is ne'eman as well. It's a fascinating issue, the 2 days in tosus. Given the fact that there would not be any ne'emanus long term for the shliach to state b'fanei nechtav, but what happens if it's a sukkit boso inyan? Is that considered to be sufficient, or is that not? Our Tosfos has a suffix, and the Tosfos B'Metzia writes, yes, perhaps one could explain as follows. What is that machlokas of whether a sukkit boso inyan is sufficient for b'fanei nechtav? One could argue as follows. If the concern simply is that with the passage of time, right, the shliach would not be middaptek bidvarav. That's what Tosfos writes. Mandap peinale. That bishas mesira saget, then the shliach is middaptek bidvarav. In such a case, we understand that that is true. Then perhaps one could argue that that dikto, that zechiras devarim, will extend even tolkadid ibor, and perhaps extends as well as long as it's asukin boso inyan. We don't assume that he had a mental lapse from the moment of the Mesira Saget to the seconds later that they're still dealing with the theme of the Gerishin itself. What is so significant, however, and maybe why should we argue a Sukkot Bosin is insufficient? Because as follows, once there is the Mesira Saget, at that point there was already Bitsua HaShlichus. His Shlichus was already performed. At that point in time, he no longer has the status of a shliach at all. And perhaps one could argue then, lahalacha, that since kvar nizbatel shlichuso, at that point, it's not an issue of will he recollect, will he not. The shliach is neman, in order to say b'fanei nechta, la'achar masira, so he is no longer the shliach habal, the shlichus was already performed, and therefore, there's no din ne'amanos that this individual would have. He is no longer considered to be the shliach. See, this lumdus perhaps is relevant as follows. If you argue that it is only the shliach that is ne'aman, and once the shlichus was carried out, there's no longer a ne'amanos of b'fanei nechtav, as though he is no longer considered to be the baldover who is ne'aman, perhaps one could understand that in light of Rashi. Rashi writes in the very beginning, right, the Dvar Masecht is follows. Dvar Maskel Tzarech. Rashi writes, Shliach Zeh Habal Oso'o Shliach Laholocha. Rashi writes that which Shliach are we dealing with? Rashi says that we're dealing with here a Shliach Laholocha. Rashi seems to imply that this is not true when it comes to a Shliach, the Kabbalah. For example, the woman appoints a Shliach to receive the get, and the get was received in Dina Sayam. And all of a sudden now the Shliach is bringing this get to the Isha who is in Eretz Yisrael. Is there any need for the Shliach to make some representation of Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta? Poshub Shat and Rashi, no, it is only a Shliach LaHalacha. It is not a Shliach LaKabbalah. There is no need in order to go ahead and to state Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta. Why exactly should that be the case? So if you look at the Ran a little bit later, and Alheim with Beis, in Dapei Harif, the Ramaskal Bakos of Rashi, the Ran writes as follows, that look, since already the get reached the Yad HaShliach LaKabbalah, so therefore, HaYisha Miskareshes, she is already divorced. And therefore, there is no longer any need to recite Bufani Nechta, Bufani Nechta. When it comes to the case of a Shliach LaHalacha, the Gerishin is pending. When it comes to a Shliach LaKabbalah, once the Shliach LaKabbalah already receives the get, the Isha is ready miskareshes, and at that point in time, there is no need for Bufani Nechta, Bufani Nechta. Comparable to what the Gemara writes in the Chav Dalev and Aleph, let's assume a woman herself brings a get Medina Sayam. She is not obligated to state Bufani Nechta, Bufani Nechta. Hu Hadinami, when it comes to the case of the Shliach LaHalacha as well. It's a similar distinction to what we saw earlier in the Rimi Gash, where when the Gemara said that an Eved Kanani cannot be utilized as a Shliach, so the Rimi Gash said this is only true when it comes to Shliach LaKabbalah and Shliach LaHalacha. And what exactly is the difference? Because after all, the Shliach LaHalacha does not create the Gerushin. Mashem came at the time of the Kabbalah so that she is Miskareshes, that requires Ika B'Torah's Gerushin. There's no need that you have to be B'Torah's Gerushin for the Shliach LaHalacha because the Minu Shlichus LaHalacha does not create the Gerushin at that particular time. That's what the Ran suggests according to Rashi Shita. And the Ran goes a step further. Why should one distinguish between a Shliach LaHalacha and a Shliach LaKabbalah as far as B'Fani Nechta, B'Fani Nechta? The Ran writes as follows, that the purpose the Ran writes, this we'll see as a Chiddush, that you need B'Fani Nechta, B'Fani Nechta, is that we are concerned, Shema Yavo Habal V'Arer. All of a sudden, perhaps the Baal will show up and he will contest the get. That's what the Ran writes. And therefore the Ran goes the next step and argues as follows, that when is this true? That the Baal could contest the get? That is true regarding a Shliach LaHalacha. Why is that true? Because at the time that he gives the get to the Shliach LaHalacha, as of yet the Gerushin did not take place. It is still pending. As long as of yet, the Gerushin was not Chal, so therefore the Baal's mindset is he still has recourse. He can still go ahead and change his mind. However, once the get was given to the Shliach LaKabbalah, where the Gerushin is Chal, so in such a case, then no longer are we Chayish. The Shema Yavo Habal V'Yarev. After all, then there is full Gemiras Das. The Baal is confronted with the Shliach LaKabbalah. He realizes the moment he gives her the get, it's over, the deal is done. In such a case, we're not concerned that once the Gerushin is done, all of a sudden the Baal will show up and contest. But Kozman, that it is indeed pending. So in such a case, that is when we're concerned that Shema Yavo Habal V'Arer, and that is why for Shlichus LaHalacha we require B'Fani Nechta, B'Fani Nechta. The Ran does add the following, that even if you have a case of Shlichus LaKabbalah, and let's assume despite this Svara, the Baal does come, and the Baal does question the authenticity of the get, the Enoch Inami, Sarach LaKaimo, we're going to have to verify, validate the get. But we're not chayish that that in fact would occur. So if you look at Pnei Yoshua, right, on our daf, the Ravas Kol Tzarech, the Pnei Yoshua is just troubled by the following. All of this, the difference between the Shliach LaHalacha, the Shliach LaKabbalah, to what extent are we concerned that the Baal will or not be Ma'arer, in Shlichus LaHalacha, the Gerishin is pending, in Shlichus LaKabbalah, the deal is done. This is all fine and good, the Pnei Yoshua writes, if you assume Tosfos Hashita. Because Tosfos writes, here on that base and the base, the Ramas full of things, that the whole reason for the takana of Bufani Nefta, Bufani Nefta, is Shema Ya'ar HaBaal, Shalokadim, that perhaps the Baal will come forward with this accusation, that perhaps the get is not considered to be that which is kosher. However, the Pnei Yoshua writes as follows. According to Rashi, however, Rashi writes in the Beis and the Beis, the Ramaskal of Rabbanon, that the reason Bafani Nechtam is necessary is because Chayshinon, that the get was done Shalokidim. So therefore, why should one distinguish between a Shliach LaHalacha as opposed to a Shliach LaKabbalah? If you assume that Shema Yavo Baal V'Yarer, okay, so the Ran writes, the mindset of the Baal is different when it comes to Shlichus LaHalacha as opposed to Shlichus LaKabbalah. But if you assume that no, that the concern is that this get came in Medina Sayon, and therefore we're not necessarily sure as to its validity, and therefore it's necessary midrabanan to ensure that it was lishma, or to be mekayim the chasima sa'edim. So in such a case, why then the Pnei Yoshua right should be distinguished between the shliach l'kabbalah as opposed to a shliach l'halacha? The Pnei Yoshua goes a step further and raises the following kasha, that according to the Biur of the Ran, then when it comes to a shliach l'kabbalah, there is no need to go ahead and to represent b'fanei nefta b'fanei nefta, because the deal is already done, and the Baal cannot be chozer. Calls man that the Baal feels that he can be chozer. All there was shliachus l'halacha. So therefore, he'll question, he'll raise. His mindset is different once already the gerishin is chal. So the Ran raises the following difficulty. That if you look at the Gemara a little bit later in Daptes Amadeis, the Gemara has b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta in another case as well. Not only when it comes to a gedisha, but even when it comes to a shtar shichui. That if one is appointed as a shliach, or a shliach l'halacha for a get shichur ha'eved, so there as well, the shliach has to be able to represent b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. As we pointed out, that these concerns of the Shema and Kiyum Ashtar are relevant for other shtaros. Certainly, Ashtar Kinyan Visser Meheter is Ashtar Shechur. So the Gemara writes that this representation, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, is needed even when it comes to Ashtar Shechur as well. The Pnei Yoshua raises the following kasha. When it comes to Ashtar Shechur, should that be similar to Shlichus LaHalacha or Shlichus LaKabbalah? Yeah, it is true that this Shliach was appointed by the Adam to deliver to the Eved. The only difficulty is the following. The Gemara writes in Daf Yud Aleph that when it comes to Ishtar Shichrur, isn't it a skus for the Eved to be freed, to become a Ben Chorin? And therefore, we should apply the principle of Zachin Ladam Shlo B'Fanu. There's Zachiyah. There's no Zachiyah when it comes to Gerish. As we'll see in Tosfos, we assume that it is for the betterment of the woman to be married. It is detrimental for the Eved to remain an Eved. Therefore, we can invoke the principle of Zachiyah. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered as follows, that if Zachiyah in fact works, and therefore once the get is given to the shliach lehalacha for a shtar shichrur, already zachen adam shlobafana ben ein ha'adon yachal achzer bo, this should be similar to a shliach lekabbalah, that no need for b'fani nechta. In terms of the practical detail, it looks like he's a shliach lehalacha. However, lahalacha, since you can invoke the principle of zachia, so in such a case, at that point, shouldn't we argue that chazara is impossible, and therefore there should be no need any longer for b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta? The Pnei Yeshua writes, it's not so simple, that, oh yeah, but this is all the psychology of the Adam. From the perspective of the Adam, since he reasons that the Shichur is not yet complete, because the Shtar Shichur did not yet reach the Yad HaEbet, so in such a case still, he feels he has recourse, and therefore he can come and be Ma'arher al Hashtar Shichur. And therefore, we insist on b'fani nechta, in order to preempt that possibility. Abnezer writes the following. Abnezer writes, it's found in Ebenezer and Simon Shimon, that when we see that sugya of Tesamut Beis, the sheet of Rashi in the Rif is as follows. That if the Adon will utilize formal zechia, and the Adon will give the Shkar Shikur to this individual to be Zoche Ba'ad Ha'eved, then you're right. Then Zach Manam Shloba Fanav means at that moment the Shikur already took place. However, if all the Adon says, right, to the Shliach Lalacha is Tain Get Zela Abdi, not Zechi, but rather Tain, so in such a case, the Eved is not yet Meshuchar, Ad Shiyavo HaGet Liyadav, and therefore the Adon still could be Chozer, just as he can be Chozer regarding Shlichus LaHalacha. Just because he appointed a Shliach LaHalacha, but he can be Mevatel the Shlichus. That's the beginning of, we'll see, Perek HaShaleach. Right? The ability of a Baal to be Mevatel Shlichusa. How is it that a Baal is Mevatel? Those are the 2 days in Tosos, assuming that you need Eidus Lekiyam Adavar to create the Shlichus. Do you need Eidus Lekiyam Adavar for Bittul HaShlichus? Here the Abnezer writes, according to Rashi and according to the Rif, in principle, that's possible as well when it comes to a case of Ishtar Shichur. That even though if I invoke formal Zechiyah, the Shichur is Skal immediately, if all that is stated is Tain, Shtar, Zel, Abdi, in such an instance, Yachal Absarbo, the Eved is not as of yet Meshuchrar, and in such a case, therefore, we understand that you must state b'fani nechta, because the Baal can always come in question precisely because as of yet the Maisa Shichur did not yet take place. But still, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered that if you're dealing with a case of Shlichus LeKabbalah, why is it that there's no need for b'fani nechta, if we assume that the chashash was that really, not just somehow the Baal will come, the tainus, but if the chashash is the real one, not lishma, enim utsin l'kaimo, why then should you distinguish between the case of shlichus l'halacha and shlichus l'kabbalah? The Pnei Yeshua suggests the following, that this halacha of b'fani nechta, was not instituted as an independent representation, but rather midrabanan. It is part of the Maisa Gerishin, and as we pointed out, it must be rendered at the time of the Maisa Gerishin itself. And that is the difference, as mentioned, between Shliach LaHalacha as opposed to Shliach LaKabbalah. If it's a Shliach LaHalacha, so therefore this representation is made b'shas Maisa Gerishin. If you're talking about a shliach lekabbalah, he was mekabel the get of din asayam, and now in Eretz Yisrael is going to state b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. The entire takanas hatanaim was that b'shas hamesira, as a chelik of the ma'aseh gerishin, The shliach must state b'fanei nefta, b'fanei nefta. And therefore, right, that is why it is limited to shlichus l'halacha and not shlichus l'kabbalah. If you invoke the Tosis that we mentioned earlier, the Tosis in the Peidal, the Tosis in the Vey, that the Nemanus of b'fanei nefta is only true at the time of the Maisa Gerishin. After the Maisa Gerishin was already Chal, the Shliach is no longer Neman. He's no longer a Shliach. Farni's Bato Shlichuso. Right. Now he's just like everybody else, a single late effort. His uniqueness of B'fani Nech B'fani Nechtav is B'tora Shliach. So therefore, that is only true for a Shliach